Our question today is, what is easy believism? I've used that term from time to time, and many people have asked, well, just what is easy believism? Well, if you look in the dictionary, you'll not find it listed there. And in other words, if you're in the word processor, it'll come up on your spelling dictionary that it's not to spell right, because there's no such word in the sense as believism in that in the dictionary. But easy believism is something that is designed to short-circuit the work of the Holy Ghost in the salvation of one's soul. And I know this subject is very controversial in a lot of ways, because there's so many today who are practicing easy believism and need to understand that that's what they're doing. They're blinded to that. I know myself was blind. I was blinded to that for years and know the outcome. So I want us to be deal with it just a little bit. I know I'll ask, cause many more questions to be maybe prompted from this, and that's great. I want you to write us or call us or email us or something the questions for this broadcast here on Ask the Pastor. And I pray that you'll just study to show yourself approved and search out what truth is and find that, especially in this area. As we think about what is easy believism, I think that we could, it's broken down in so many areas that would be classified under easy believism, and so we can't deal with all of them, but we can deal with some of them this day, and pray the Lord will just help us to understand what is easy believism. Some would, for first of all, I guess the worst case of scenario of easy believism would be this thing of at no matter what you preach, you come to the end of the service, and then you have people raise their hands if they're saved or if they're lost, and or especially if they're not saved, raise their hand. And there may not be anything exactly wrong in that, but then they take and say, now, if you raised your hand, we want you to come forward. And then what happens? They'll even sometimes tell them they'll not even embarrass them, and then they'll call them almost by name if they knew their name. Say, you come on down here and get this thing settled today. If you're not saved, you need to do it today. And then they will get them to raise their hand and or either repeat after me to get them, if they get them to the front. And then they ask them to repeat this prayer. And they'll say a few words and give them time to repeat that prayer in their heart. And say another few words and repeat that. And then thank the Lord even for saving their soul because they said those words. Well, I want to tell you, if God doesn't do the work, it's not going to be done. It takes a work of Holy Ghost conviction. And anyone who tries to short-circuit that work, it would be practicing easy believism. And I was against that years ago. When I first surrendered to preach back in the 70s, early 70s, I was against that as I went to some so-called soul-winning seminars. And I saw that practice. I more or less labeled that as easy believism and would not practice that myself. Now, it's not right to get them to raise their hand and repeat after me. Some would call that easy prayerism. Well, it's really easy believism. Something that's designed to short-circuit the work of the Holy Ghost in salvation of one soul. I'm talking about, because salvation is of the Lord, it's not of man. Another such incidence would be in that is where some preacher would say, well, just open your heart and let Jesus come in. And the knobs on the inside of your heart, you see pictures it's painted of Jesus, so-called, at the knocking at the door of your heart. And using Revelations 3:20 to say, if you'll open up, I'll come in and sup with you. Well, that's talking to the church, not even talking to a lost person. It's talking to the church of Laodicea. He wants to come in and fellowship with them. But it's true, you've got to be willing, but God's got to make you willing. And the knob is not on the inside of your heart. It's on the outside. In fact, the Bible says of Lydia in Acts 16 that God opened Lydia's heart. And you cannot open your heart. And for some preacher to tell you that, they're really trying to short-circuit the work of the Holy Ghost. In fact, they're playing Holy Ghost many times. Another method of easy believism is to say, just take Jesus as your Savior. Well, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it's more than just saying the words. And those methods are easy believism. Well, I was against many of those methods back some years ago, but yet I still practice another form of easy believism and did not know it. I would talk to people in the altar. They would maybe be under conviction and being bothered in some way. And in what way, I wouldn't know, but yet we would think they were bothered about their sin and their need for the Savior and the Lord. And as a result, we would talk to them and give them more or less like the Roman road and get them to admit that they were sinners. And then we'd say, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And does that mean you? And get them to put their name in that place. And then we'd say, "Let's pray." And we'd pray, and they'd pray silently, and I'd pray out loud. And then maybe ask them again, "Are you saved?" And if they was not sure that they were saved, I would raise my voice a little bit. And this is what preachers are doing today. They'll raise their voice a little bit with a little sternness and authority in it and say, "Listen, God said, if you call on the name of the Lord, you'll be saved." And so we get them go through that same procedure again. And this time, we want you to pray out loud. And the reason they want those people to pray out loud is to where they can hear them call on the name of the Lord. And then when they do that and pray some prayer using the name of the Lord in that and ask the Lord to save them, then the preacher will say, "Are you saved?" And if they still say, "Well, I don't know whether I'm saved or not," then the preacher has a tendency to say, "Listen, God said," as he raises that voice, "God said, if you'll call, he'll save." And then they'll say, "Are you calling God a liar?" Putting pressure upon that person to get them to say, "Yes, I'm saved." Because after all, they look at that preacher as if he's some kind of a authority, and he is. But yet, he if he is practicing that, he's practicing easy believism, and that is a short-circuiting the work of the Holy Spirit of God. Others use the scare tactics to get people to make a decision. Well, and that they'll say, "Well, what if he was to die before morning? What if the Lord was to come before a morning?" Listen, those are scare tactics. Those are types of easy believism methods that's used to short-circuit the work of the Holy Spirit, and it's not right because salvation is of the Lord. And what is this doing to people? Well, first of all, it's deceiving people into thinking that they're okay. Bible speaks about this, in a sense, about the Pharisees as Jesus, as he pronounced judgment upon them in Matthew chapter 23, verse number 15, when he said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he's made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves." In other words, he's been deceived to believing he's okay, but really he's locked in to be lost forever. In fact, many are going to stand in the judgment day and say in verse 22 of chapter 7 of Matthew, many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." And so as a result, they are not saved. They're deceived in the believing. They've got a false hope is what it amounts to. And they're really made tares in the church, so-called the local church today. But people say, "Well, but preacher, listen, using these tactics or these methods that you call easy believism, at least maybe 1 out of 10 might be saved when I practice that." Well, I want to tell you what you need to understand. If 1 out of 10 was saved by practicing that method, it means that God was working in that individual's heart. It means that the work had been completed by the Holy Ghost. And if you'll practice right, that one would still be saved, and there would not be the other 9 deceived. Oh, what's happening by this easy believism methods, and they're various, and many more could even be said. Your people are building local church roles that's filled to capacity, and yet there's fussing and backbiting, divisions, and bickering. And I want to tell you, God's sheep don't bite. And many preachers are dealing, what they're trying to do is go around and trying all time to make people live right. That's never had a liver transplant. They've never been saved. They've been deceived. And we are guilty of short-circuiting the work of the Holy Spirit when we practice those methods, and we will have them look at us one day and say, "Why didn't you tell me the truth?" I want to tell you, we're in a mess in this country today because of this easy believism tactics. I'm talking about the Baptist churches. I am a Baptist, and we'll stay with that point in that. But preacher, many will say, you're making salvation too hard. Really, I'm just following the Lord's example. I want to make it impossible with man. You see, it's all things are possible with God. That's what Jesus did to the rich young ruler when he came. And he put demands on him. He knew what his problem was. He had other gods before him. And that was his money and his possessions. And he said, go sell that you've got. One thing you lack, go sell that you've got and give to the poor. And then he walked away sorrowfully. He wasn't willing to do that. And Jesus didn't soften the demands. He didn't try to short-circuit the work. He knew the work must be complete in that man's heart. And he let that man walk away. And that man died and went to hell. And yet, when he turned and he said, here he said in verse 23, Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. With difficulty, he said, in essence, what that word means, is he going to enter in? And again I say unto you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And when when the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? They knew what Jesus was teaching. In other words, he said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a sword needle than it is for a rich man to enter in. But they said, who then can be saved? In other words, it's impossible is what they're saying. And Jesus said, yes, it's impossible with men. This is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Salvation is of the Lord. It takes a completed work of Holy Ghost conviction. And therefore, if we're not careful, we'll try to soften it to make it easier on people and fill our church rolls full of tares and deceive people. And they'll look at us one day, we'll have blood on our hands. And many of those who are practicing that will be on the same side, that side where they're cast in the lake of fire. But the thing about it is, we do not need to practice this easy believism. It's not of God. It's not what Jesus practiced. And therefore, we need to practice what God said. Now, preacher, you say, but preacher, it's easy to be saved. It's easy from God's side. Nothing is impossible with Him. But it's easy to repent and believe when God has granted you repentance and faith. But it's impossible until He does. And we need to stay with people and teach them the truth and practice the truth so that they might genuinely be saved. May God help us not to short-circuit the work of Holy Ghost conviction, but let Him have His complete work that souls might be saved. I pray that God would help you to see this truth. And give us the questions. We want to continue dealing with this as the Lord directs on Ask the Pastor. Well, this is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.